Hello, and welcome to another Two to Ponder with Dr. J. Gregory McVary. There's been this thing going around the internet lately, and you're seeing it on the news, and you're getting emails from all the schools demanding that your kids show their faces, that it is essential for you to build that in your community, in your classroom. No, that is wrong. There is no need to show your face for successful remote learning. I've taught online for over a decade, and in that time, 50% of my students always choose not to show their face. And there could be a myriad of reasons for this. It might be their migrant status. It might be specific body issues. It might be just a general, this is why I take an online class, because my life is so frazzled and you don't get to look into my house. And that's justifiable. We don't want to create a situation in our K-12 remote classrooms where our students have more anxiety because they're always on display. Because they're a middle school student who's going through all these kinds of bodily changes and they're worried that they'll hop on Zoom, show their face, get screenshotted, and be TikToked all over the world. There is also zero research, zilch, none, to suggest that students perform better when you have their actual face. Richard Meyer has done a lot of this work looking at multimedia learning theory, and avatars and faces do not matter in the online classroom. There isn't any research. See, this is a made-up thing. The idea that people want students to show their faces, that's designed to support adults, not the learner. We are trying to shove remote teaching into an archaic building model of 9-to-3. And that is where our issues arise. What you need in the remote classroom isn't a web camera. You need active learning strategies. You need to engage students in student-to-student interaction and discourse. You know, the stuff that you need in a regular classroom. Active learning. Thank you.